You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There are numerous unique gardens, farms, and nature preserves in the heart of Boise, and you might not even know about it because most are on private property, and it's hard to get a glimpse of these hidden gems. But this Sunday, you will have that opportunity to go behind the veil and tour these spots thanks to the return of the North End Garden Tour. Joining us live in studio to talk more are Stephanie Allen. She is with the North End Garden Tour, and Anne Hausrath, board member of the North End Neighborhood Association. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So tell me about the tour, because it's been kind of a staple for a while.
It had been. It's been on hiatus for several years, so we decided to bring it back this year. It's going to be on Sunday, June 2nd, and our headquarters is at the Downtown Teaching Farm, which is a farm operated by Boise High School, and their students and neighborhood volunteers do this amazing urban farm. So that's the starting point and where you can buy tickets. And from there, we have a 4-mile loop around the neighborhood, and it includes 7 private home gardens, and all of them are different and fascinating and full of inspiration for your own house. You'll definitely come away with ideas.
So as it was a staple for so many years, the tour, but then, it, as you said, went on hiatus, what made it, you know, decide to take that time off? Was there not an interest anymore, Anne, or what happened?
Well, I wasn't on the board at the time. We're all volunteers, and so people have different interests. I think what prompted Stefan and me to bring it back was the fact that we have traffic islands in many parts of the North End, and neither Boise City nor the Highway District really feels it's their responsibility to tend these. And we thought, well, let's do some beautification. And how do we fund this? And so it's natural to have a garden tour to fund the beautification of the traffic islands.
I love the idea of the traffic islands because you see them. And the one that I think about the most, and it's kind of maybe defining of parts of Boise, is you think of Harrison Boulevard.
Right.
And that is a lovely street. Part of it is the traffic islands.
It is. And Boise City, to their credit, Boise City does tend that. The ones on 15th, the one closest down to near North Junior High has
been. Oh, that big one.
It's the long one.
Yes.
That has been tended by one woman whose house is on the tour. She has tended that ever since its inception. So for years, maybe the early 2000s.
You are kidding.
No. And we wanted to find an opportunity. So we use all volunteers, to encourage other people to adopt islands.
So that's very interesting, though, because I think the average person would not know that traffic islands, the maintenance and the beautification of them, are not maintained by the Highway District or by the city. I think there's just an idea that they're taken care of by the city.
They were orphan islands.
Right.
And we're really glad to have them. We would like to have lots more, but we need to take care of our children.
So talk to me about the beautification process then. Like when you think of the traffic islands and all of that, is it planting trees? Is it just kind of making sure like the leaves are taken out in the, you know, in the fall, that type of thing?
The Highway District doesn't want trees on these islands.
Because of views, right, cars and all that.
But what we've started to do as we, except for Lisa, nobody was doing this. What we started now, and we had a beautification party, which was raking the leaves out and weeds and doing some planting in the fall. Then we've had 2 weeding parties, and I have to say the rain has been a bit of a challenge. there are a lot of weeds, but we're showing this as a work in progress. I've adopted one of the islands on 7th and Brumback, and my neighbor Audrey put in 80 bulbs last fall, and it was a riot of daffodils and then tulips. It's a neighborhood project, and I'm the weeder. It's Sarah and Brad who provide the water. I mean, it's truly a neighborhood project.
And most of the islands along 15th Street are much smaller, and we have plants from Dragon Wing High Desert Nursery, and they provide all native and drought-tolerant plants. So they've helped us choose plants that will thrive in the middle of the street. So these islands are looking lovely, more than they have ever, probably.
And so we should clarify. So you bring the tour back, this North End Garden Tour. The proceeds will go towards the beautification of these traffic islands. So that's why it's also called this year the North End Garden Tour and Traffic Island.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. And what we're doing, we're buying plants, and we also pay a woman named April very part-time. We're paying her to be the volunteer coordinator so that we'll have volunteer work parties, but there's actually going to be a system for the beautification.
I'm speaking with Stephanie Allen with the North End Garden Tour and Anne Hausrath, board member of the North End Neighborhood Association. We're talking about the upcoming garden tour. So, Stephanie, you had mentioned the farm, but there's some other things as well. You said the private home tours, but you're also going to what's called the Snow Block?
The Snow Block. Snow stands for Slightly North of Washington School. And it is a block of neighbors who share an alley, like all neighbors in the North End. Mm-hmm. But a few years ago, these neighbors got together and renovated their alley. They paved it. They planted orchard trees and pots, and they have one garage that they use for projecting movies. It's really turned into a community gathering space for this small neighborhood. And it's open to the public. Anybody can walk through. They discourage cars from driving except mm-hmm. for garbage trucks. Mm-hmm. And it's really incredible. It's something to see.
But the beauty of our tour is that on Snow Island, Linda, who was the mastermind behind this, will be there to actually tell the story of how she did it.
Yeah.
And she came to our neighborhood meeting last night, and they have just been featured in a national magazine, the Snow Alley in Boise.
Well, what's so interesting about that is you have to get a buy-in from everybody in your alley.
Yeah.
So it's even if you think it's a good idea, she had to go around to get every homeowner
right
on board.
Oh, and they all worked collaboratively
exactly
to do it.
She's going to tell the story. And then we also have the North End Native Plant Preserve, which now
yeah, talk
has,
to me about this.
Well, that's it's my husband and I are the volunteer caretakers. And we
don't have any free time with all the volunteering you do.
I'm retired.
Okay.
Anyway, we bought the lot behind our alley to keep it from being developed in 2003. Mm-hmm. In 2015, we donated it to Boise City. So it's now a public space. But in that process, we have been removing noxious weeds and planting native species. So we now have over 40 species. Boise City has a restoration specialist mm-hmm. who is now helping us. This is a marvelous opportunity for anyone who wants to restore a little bit of land to native plants to come and see what a couple of crazy people and their friends and neighbors can do over time.
Well, and also what plants work,
exactly.
Right? Because it's high desert. So you need to know what can bloom here.
Right.
So that plays into it.
Right.
Stephanie, go back to the urban farm you were talking about, and you said with Boise High, because
yeah.
I had no idea this existed.
Yeah, it's amazing. They've been doing it, I believe, 7 years, and it's gone through different iterations. But mm-hmm. Right now, the Boise High Science Department operates it, and they have a curriculum. And throughout the year, the students go out there, and they learn all sorts of things from planning and planting and succession planning. They learn compost. Right now, they're learning how to grow mushrooms, edible
wow.
culinary mushrooms. They've got dozens of different crops, and students act as interns over the summer to keep it going and to work with the neighborhood volunteers, mm. just residents who live nearby come and take care of it, too. Mm-hmm.
And what else will be on the tour? Because we've talked about the farm, the preserve, the tour, the private home tours.
Right. There's also next door to the teaching farm is First Fruits Orchard,
right.
which is a public orchard operated by Cathedral of the Rockies.
So that's the big space on Fort Street,
Fort
correct?
11th, yeah.
Right there.
There's 40 different kind of fruit trees there that are just available. You can walk in anytime.
What?
Enjoy
yes.
an apple.
Anybody can.
Anybody
yes.
can.
I did not realize
Isn't that great?
This. That's very great.
Oh, and then tell them about the pollinator garden.
Oh, there's one home garden on the tour, a resident in the North End who got a grant from the North End Neighborhood Association to install a pollinator garden. So she took the parking strip in front of her house, which is the usually grassy, weedy mm-hmm. area between the sidewalk and the street, and she put in a big raised bed and planted all native plants. And drought-tolerant plants mm-hmm. that would attract pollinators like bees and butterflies and hummingbirds. And she has all of them labeled so you can tell exactly which plant is which. And it's beautiful. And then when you turn around and look at her yard, it's incredible, too. And she's got several raised beds.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. And the parking strip is an interesting part of land that's very prominent in the North End. And a lot of these home gardens have done really fascinating things mm-hmm. in their parking strips.
Well, it's interesting to think about, especially when you think of the North End of Boise. A lot of times there's not a lot of space.
Right.
So how do you create that space?
Right. And these are very tiny gardens, right? But they have used every single inch of space and in very different ways. One of them, which neither of us have actually seen, we've just seen pictures, is all containers. So she can move it around during the season to light or shade or...
Yeah, she said she can avoid, you know, the North End has tree roots and poor soil in a lot of places. So this is how she can create her garden however she wants.
So the tour is this Sunday, June 2nd. So how can people get tickets and things like that? Can they just show up at the, what is it, 12th
Absolutely.
And 4th?
12th and 4th. They can show up. We'll be selling tickets there at the Downtown Teaching Farm. They can also buy tickets online now at northendboise.org. And we also wanted to mention that it is a 4-mile tour, so it might be a little long for walking, but green bikes and Lime scooters will both be parked at Downtown Teaching Farm, so people can check them out there, and they will, they're giving credits so that
you can
ride for free for part of the way. And there will be a raffle for anybody who chooses not to drive the tour. Your name will be put in a drawing for
some
gift
plants,
certificates to a nursery.
Lovely.
From the Drought Tolerant Nursery, and there'll be a food truck.
Snack Attack food truck.
Well, you're just doing everything.
This is from 11 to 4 on this Sunday, and you can buy tickets there anytime between 11 and about 3:30, right? You want to see at least one garden.
Because it's a self-guided tour, we should say.
Right.
Okay, so you can get the tickets through that whole process.
You can drive, you can walk, you can bike, you
Perfect.
Can scoot. And you can go in any, you can pick and choose if you only want to go to three of them. Come on over.
And children under 10 are free.
Oh, that's always nice to know. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Our guests today, Stephanie Allen with the North End Garden Tour and Anne House-Rath, board member of the North End Neighborhood Association. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was fun.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.